This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for January 20th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing reports 787 Dreamliner test flights resumed on Monday for the first time since an in-flight electrical panel fire on test aircraft number 2 in November. The Russian government says the investigation into the accident last April that killed Polish President Lech Kaczynski, his wife, and 94 others is complete. The Polish government is not pleased with the conclusions. GE is reportedly planning to sign a joint venture with AVIC, China's aviation industry corporation, which would clear the way for the avionics technology installed in Boeing's Dreamliner to be adapted for China's COMAC C919. Piper Aircraft Tuesday named Michael C. Hindenberger as VP of Engineering. The FAA has proposed $359,000 in civil penalties against SkyWest Airlines of St. George, Utah, for alleged violations of federal air regulations. The FAA has granted TSO certification to Mid-Continent Instruments for its 2-inch altimeter and companion 2-inch airspeed indicator. Deliveries will start immediately. Hartzell Propeller has developed a new two-bladed top prop conversion kit for the Piper Aztec Twin, promising improved reliability, performance, and noise levels. The chartered airplane bringing the Seattle Seahawks back from their playoff humiliation in Chicago Sunday was hit by a laser beam while on a 2-mile final to SeaTac. Embraer reports the delivery of 92 of its jets during the fourth quarter of 2010. And Airbus says it has increased the average list price of its aircraft by 4.4%, except for the A380, which went up 8.4%, which might be meaningful if anyone actually paid list price for airliners. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jay Carter of Carter Aviation Technologies updates us on the progress of the company's personal air vehicle. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.